أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم. صدق الله العظيم. Our discussion that had begun yesterday, the first of the يا أيها الذين in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited this ummah, especially the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from saying ra'ina, and the basic reason was that the Yahud would say it, and in their language it was a derogative term, and as far as Arabic was concerned, the sahaba were innocent that they used it in the term of do consider us, please consider us, be considerate to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stopped such practices. Before we go forward, one aspect that we need to understand, that this was the habit of the Yahud, to always demean and to always disgrace Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make a mockery of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another example we find in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Yahud, when Sahaba would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as per the instruction of Allah Ta'ala, they would say, Assalamu alaik, wa assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Yahud would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would twist their tongue and they would say, Assamu alayk. In their language and in Arabic, Assam actually mean death. In other words, cursing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that death be upon you. Now what is quite interesting with this address or this greeting of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after they would say all of this and they would then laugh and mock at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to ask the question, Lawla yu'adhibun Allah, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not punish us? If we were doing wrong, if this was really and truly the Nabi of Allah, if he really was worthy of any reverence, veneration, respect, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have retaliated and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have then punished us. A few verses after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the real intent of the Yahud. Allah ta'ala says, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. They had a burning desire. And what was that burning desire? On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they did not want anything that was revealed to them to be better, that was revealed to another nation, and that is the Muslims. On the other hand, the second burning desire that they had, that their desire was that they turn you away from your deen after you had brought iman. You've brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will try to find different ways and different means in turning you away, O ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the first and foremost is disrespect and disregard for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this way, they had begun that effort in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is no doubt in the fact that that effort continues today, and that effort will continue till the day of Qiyamah. From this verse, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, the very first, we learn three very important lessons. Number one, respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, as was recited in the salat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressed the whole ummah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasuli. Even in matters of position, that when a person is walking, he should not go before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He should not advance before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One should not speak before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the very same surah in Hujarat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. That when you address Rasulullah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or immaterial, when you are in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will not raise your voice louder than the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the basis of this, some sahaba like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they would sit in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would begin to whisper in fear that they speak loudly and more audibly than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another and the last example, لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. That one meaning and one interpretation of this verse is, you will not address Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the manner in which you would address each other. You may call each other by their first names, but my Nabi, when I myself, when Allah Ta'ala himself said, Ya Ayyuhar Rasul, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, then who are you, O Ummat, to then address him and say, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You would address him by titles of respect. So that is the first aspect that we learn. If we want deen to come into our lives, if we want to become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the recipient of the wahi, the person whom Allah ta'ala had chosen for wahi, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is worthy of respect. If you respect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come in your life. The second, like in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Here there was a similarity, there was a replication of the doings of the Yahud. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stopped that replication, despite the fact the sahaba were innocent, despite the fact that in Arabic ra'ina had a very good meaning, but then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stopped sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum from using such a term in emulation of another community, of another group of people. This Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent is for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the whole of mankind. If we as the ummah do not abide by the Quran, we do not abide by the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then who is going to? And the third lesson we learn, that although it would have been permissible, it would have been permissible to say ra'ina, but because there was a possibility and there existed an ill that would come out of it, others will mock Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From here the ulama, the fuqaha have deduced a mas'ala, that sometimes certain things could be permissible, but in practicing upon that permissibility, there may be harm that is brought, and hence because of that, that permissible deed also becomes impermissible. And a very beautiful example is found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once in Makkah Mukarramah, he addressed our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, looking at Baytullah. We know that before his nubuwat, the Baytullah was reconstructed, and the construction did not conform to the construction of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. One example, the Hatim was not out of the Baytullah, it was part of the Baytullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Aisha, how I wish I could have brought the construction of Baytullah to the original construction in the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, like including the Hatim, the doors of the Baytullah, etc. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam further said, I fear that after me leaders will come and they would tamper with the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I would not interfere with the construction of the Baytullah. It would have been permissible for him to do that, but because it would have opened the door of difficulties on the ummah, it would have opened the doors of prohibition, people then would have designed the Baytullah according to their whims and fancies. Hence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abstained from an act of permissibility, and hence we find that the very first Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu all revolves around our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our respect for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course the more we adore him, the more we love him, the more we respect him, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the tawfiq to carry out the different aspects of deen. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.